Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash some unexpected. I really did not like the title of this one, Grandma
Even know it.
Fail. It was Grandma
Oh.
Fail.
I feel like they just like half-ass their titles. Like,
Yeah, they're really bad.
what was the one? It was like spoiled or bitchy teenager, where it was like that was just unnecessary.
Yeah, it was bitchy teenage girl, and it was supposed to be Jenna. When I was like, she wasn't even the problem in that episode. I don't know. That was a really terrible. That was really bad. I forgot about that one. But yeah, Grandma Fail. I was like, oh, okay. Is this gonna be something with Tyra and Alex? Like, is it gonna be about Alex's mom or grandmother? Like, I didn't. As because you know, like those moms having a baby, so I was like, oh, that's
Is that it?
no,
Yeah.
no.
No.
Anyways, I feel like I had the least amount of notes on Lily and Lawrence. So maybe we could start with them.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't have a lot of notes on anyone, but yeah, let's just go with Lily. She's the one right now that is about to go into labor, so we can start the scene when she clearly is in labor or like starting to have contractions. And I love that her mom's just like, "All right, well, Lawrence, you need to get
He's like, I'm up. No, you need to physically get your ass up.
Well, you could hear kind of like the concern in Kim's voice. It was like, okay, well, is it, I think Melissa is the Adula. I don't know if I totally caught her name. She's like, well, she's rushing to get here, and there's just, he is just still laying there. I was laughing so hard though when Kim's like, just rub her back, and then he's patting her
Yeah, I
back,
know. I
and
was like,
Lily's like,
has he
don't
never
tap my fucking
rubbed?
back. That hurts.
And I was like, has he never rubbed a back before? Like, rubbed her back before? What is that? Like, don't burp her. Like, just not smooth. I'm like, are you just tired? If so, you need to wake your ass up and be there for her. And you're about to be a dad.
Yeah, and then in his confessional, he seemed like a lot better then,
Oh yeah.
because he kind of was just, saying he was nervous and but what I did make a note, what I like about Lily and Lawrence is like they don't put on a show.
Oh
You know, when
yeah.
they like argue and call each other out, they're like doing it like laughing. But
Yeah.
yeah, they're just like not trying to be fake. So that's what I really do
Yeah.
like about them. And
Yeah, and I was gonna compare, like even with how he was not getting up and everything like right away or whatever. Still way better than how Aiden was. I mean, Lawrence and just like how you said, they just are like a real couple and they bicker, but they really love each other and it's fine, like they push each other's buttons and it's not like this whole big thing every time. It's like
Yeah,
more
and it's not,
relatable.
yeah, it's not a way where it's concerning, where it's like,
Yeah,
oh,
not
why are these two
toxic
together?
or yeah, they don't name call and they don't like cuss each other out, it's not
Well,
like
yeah. And even when she's like, you're just so stupid sometimes. Like, that's what you like say to your significant other. Like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, you're not doing it to be
Yeah.
like mean. It's just like a good
Right.
playful banter.
Right. Yeah.
But she has quite the imagination though when she's thinking that they're gonna have to get the forceps, and she's like, if you see them bring out any type of equipment that's not their hands, you tell them no. I was like, shit, girl, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think she was still even really prepared for how much pain she was going to be dealing with, even though she was thinking of all the worst case scenarios. I still don't think she was thinking how not using any medication is going to be so hard. I mean, it's hard already, but Oh my goodness. Like watching her and watching Kim, which I guess that was the grandma fail.
Oh, yeah.
Because she, yeah, because when she was being FaceTimed into the room, which it was like Lawrence is just FaceTiming Kim and just
I
has it pointing right at Lily. It's such a shit show. I'm like, did you really need to do this? Like you really, and then
Yeah.
she's like, how are you, Lawrence? And he's just like just watching.
Yeah.
But she's watching her mom, not her mom, her daughter have a baby and without any medication, like doing it all natural. And she's seeing how much pain she's in. And then in comes Aaliyah, who overhears mom
Yeah.
screaming, and she feels so, she's crying. It's so sad. But Kim just didn't, wasn't thinking, which is, I mean, you're fine,
That's totally
Kim. It's
fine.
not
But
that big of a deal.
it's just like once you saw in the background Aaliyah's face, you're like, oh no, poor
I
girl.
know, she's so cute.
But I did love though, or it was like such a good mommy mode of Lily, because then she would like acted like she wasn't in pain. It's like, it's okay, I love you, Aaliyah. So good mommy save by Lily.
Lily's a great mom, and I think that Kim is too, and that's why like Aaliyah's a little bit spoiled. We'll see in the preview for the next episode that Lawrence is kind of being a little bit harder on Aaliyah as stepdad or whatever, and you could tell that they both have different ways that they want to parent, which is what we brought, which we talked about early on this season, how that's going to be like the big issue I think that they will actually have is raising children differently just from how they were talking about circumcision and all the little things that they've heard about. Like now we're going to actually have the baby here, so now you're going to actually have to make those like finalize those decisions.
Yeah. Well, and I'm hoping maybe it's just the preview is not exactly what it's gonna look like, where they
Yeah,
kind of
which
like, oh,
very
well,
likely.
but we'll see. But it looks like they are not dragging this labor out like every other mom, because already next episode she's bringing the baby home, where we went
Yeah.
6 episodes with Mirka in the hospital. So maybe we're getting close to the end here.
I feel like they still could have done it in one,
Oh yeah, for all, oh, for sure.
but I will take two instead of three. Because it was three, it was like two or three for Jenna too. Jenna's was long as well, but Mirka's, oh my goodness, that one was painfully long. Not
Well, yeah, and
necessary.
even yeah, so Lily is like, looks like she's in labor, having like pretty close to the baby actually, or baby LJ coming out. So
Baby LJ.
yeah, but I don't
Yeah.
really have much more with them. Yeah, we can move on to, who do you want to go to next?
Let's talk about Jenna and Aiden.
Okay.
I think it was a terrible idea to have a little homecoming party the
Pandemic
come home
party,
from.
yeah.
Not even if we weren't in a panty, I'd be like, no, I'm not coming home to all you motherfuckers in the house. Like we could set up appointments, days, other times, but especially in a pandemic, let's not. Because this was last year, this was last June or July, like summer of last year. Not a good time to be doing this.
Yeah, no. I
And they
did
were all
want to
inside.
comment.
So.
Yeah, but before we get to the party, I did want to comment on how Aiden said he always goes 40 or 50 over the speed limit.
Oh my goodness, I
That's
know.
bullshit. You do not. You can say
I
you speed, but
know.
you do not go 40 or 50 everywhere.
Oh
That's.
my goodness.
But
He's too much.
I do like how he's very conscious about like the little things with the baby though. Like, where he's like, well, I don't want the neck moving around. And so props
he
to him on
admitted
that.
that he gets, like, he's a little bit more anxious now knowing that he's having to care for someone else's life. So I think that they both really grew up when it officially happened. But I also thought it was sweet how Aiden was with his mom and wanting in that moment. It was really sweet. I still don't like how he's such a hater on Jenna's mom, on Heather.
Yeah.
Even though Heather, you know, is difficult. I still just don't like how he is about it. But I do love how that scene was with him and his mom. It was really how he wanted her to be the first to in his family. Like, it wasn't a big production. He only had his mom there. But I think it's because Jenna doesn't really have control over, she doesn't pick who comes over and all of that. I think that if it was in Jenna's hands, she would have just had her parents and Kathy there. But I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a good scene.
Jenna's definitely one of those that is a wants to please everyone, so she's just gonna take a lot of shit, basically. Where Aiden's a little more like adamant about what he wants and if who he wants in his life too. But he really does seem like a natural though. Like a dad. I was just like, I was very impressed with him.
Yeah, I was too. Even with the, like, even through the scenes where he's like, oh, you know, I work all day. So she gets up with him in the middle of the night. And, like, even through those and with him saying that he wants her to be like how his mom was, like staying home every day while he goes to work. Usually I would have been rolling my eyes about that, but because Jenna has expressed that that's what she wants as well. And seeing how he is with Luca and seeing that he does give Luca attention and helps out a lot with him. Like, I'm okay with how Aiden's being right now. And he seems like he's a good dad.
Not
that I'm surprised, but he's doing better than I expected.
Yes. But no, I don't really like that old school mentality either. But if they're, like you said, they're both in agreement and that's how they want it to be, then more power to them. I know personally that's just not how I would roll.
But Jenna is working right now, like currently. But I do, I mean, I'm not like that, but I do know that a lot of women are, and that's totally fine as long as you both have agreed on that.
Yeah, you're not being forced into it. So I really did like how proud Matt was to, like, how excited he was to hold Luca, and then just all the praise he was giving both Jenna and Aiden. It was nice.
It was. The last thing I have about Jenna and Aiden is when they go for the heart murmur, how amazing was that doctor?
Yeah, he was great.
Like, just picked up Luca and he stops crying, and the way he, like, flips him over and, you know, just, and was teaching her all these little things, giving her some, like, little tips, and she was like, oh, wow, okay. But she didn't take any classes or anything, you know, but still, he was just amazing.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, exactly the type of, like, Dr. Jenna needs, because you could tell she really was listening to what he was saying, wasn't getting, like, oh, well, I know everything, or overwhelmed. You could tell she really was listening to everything he was saying, but of course, baby Luca was doing everything, peeing, puking.
It was so funny. So funny. But Jenna was really good. Like, she wasn't like, ugh, like, I know what I'm doing, you know? She was super open to everything that's being said. I'm a big Jenna fan. I'm very, she's so far probably my favorite of the season, which
Yeah.
is huge.
And I will say, I think TLC did her dirty those first two episodes with the edit about the car when she like
Well, I think
demanded
she
to get
probably
that
was really like that, though. I mean,
car.
that's why I
Yeah,
think that,
maybe.
everyone, likes to say, like, that's not how I am. They're editing it wrong. Like, I really think that she was like that, but I don't think that she's always like that. And that's what we're seeing, that, oh, that wasn't how she was, like, is as a person, but that was totally a Jenna moment.
True, true.
Because we still get little moments of that Jenna. But it's not
Yeah.
who she is. And that's okay. As long as she's not like that all the time, cool. I'm here for it.
Okay,
Every now and then, some one-offs. She's not, especially when we see her mom, who is someone that's who's like that a little bit, probably more often than Jenna is. And Jenna just seems so much more mature. I don't know. I love it. I love Jenna. But anything else from Jenna and Aiden?
No, we can go to Mirka.
Oh, yeah. Poor Mirka. She looks so exhausted and stressed and just,
Yeah, I mean, these two were not prepared at all. Like, it's clear they
And
thought it was just going to be
even Ethan
easy.
says it, that.
Well, you could even kind of tell. They were a little immature before, but like I think everyone on this show was. But I think they were like, oh, we're gonna have this big gender reveal. We're doing the Instagrams, the TikToks. And they're like, no, this is real, you know?
Yeah, like this, because they're the youngest, and it really does show they are so young, just like when they joke about things. And there was a scene where I think they were in a confessional, and I think it was about like the boob juice. I don't remember. She's like, something like have milk coming out of your breast and stuff. Or it's just how they joke with each other. And they sound like almost like brother and sister because they're just so young. It's so telling. And they're just not prepared. Like when we saw them trying to do the video, the YouTube video or whatever it was, and they couldn't even pay attention.
Yeah, so I think, and even Ethan, you can tell he's just like, I should have been more prepared. Yeah, he even said, but you could even tell Mirka, this is hitting her hard.
Yeah, because she's like, he's having to deal with maybe working for the first time ever. And but she's dealing with a different hard thing where, I mean, he's dealing with working and trying to provide and be a dad. And that's a lot. But then you have Mirka, who is having to dedicate all of her time and everything to raising the baby and taking care of the baby while he's working, and she's not getting any sleep, she's not getting any help. So she's feeling like the single mom vibe that, while you were pregnant, you didn't have that. You were honestly just chilling, and Charlie
Having a
and
good
Michelle were
time.
helping. Yeah, just a 9-month vacation, painful vacation, but
Yeah.
now it's here, and
Well,
they were
and
just not prepared. They should have babysat River more.
yeah. Well, even Ethan was like, I think she has it easy. Like, you need to watch your words because I don't think either one of them have it easy.
No, they're just completely different, but they're
Just.
both very valid and hard, and you should not make the other
Agreed.
one feel like, especially
They're
Mirka, who
doing more
just
or
gave
less.
birth. Like, I've read so many things where actually, when you give birth, you should not even take stairs or anything for weeks, like more than a couple of days. And, Mirka's going into a full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely just tell they're both exhausted more. They're just kind of trying to not get pity, but I don't know the word I'm looking for, but they're both trying to like prove to each other that they're like exhausted or working hard or doing a lot. It's like, you guys both are, you don't need to try to pit each other against it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them both to each other acknowledge the hard work that the other's doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Mirica could be like, oh, I'm going to, when you get home from work, like just take a nap and I'll stay watching the baby for a little bit longer. Like, you don't have to come home and do that right away. And then vice versa, you know, he could do that. Like, oh, you've been with the baby all day. Like, let me give you some time. You know, I know you're working really hard, but I don't think either of them are really doing that. They're both just being frustrated with the situation and taking it out on the other.
Yeah. Well, it's very different, especially in this episode. We could see the comparison with Jenna and Aiden, you know, where they're like, he's like, yep, I'm working all day, so she is with the baby, you know, and she'll get up later, whatever. And we know Aiden is doing things when he is home to take care of Luca. So it's very different to see those two seem to be in a really good groove and understand the sacrifices that each other is making.
Yeah. And, you know, they weren't prepared either. I just think that they just mature. They're just more mature and were able to mature even more once they had the baby. Cause I think that Mirica and Ethan both matured after they've had the baby, but they're still just young, have a long way to go because they really just like Jenna and Aiden, they had a lot of help and support like all the way through the pregnancy. And now it's like all on them, but Jenna and Aiden are just doing a better job with it.
Yeah. And I think Jen and Aiden are like, well, no, we're not relying on other people to take care of the baby. Like, this is our baby. We had to grow up. Where you could even see Ethan and Mirica still kind of thought like, oh, the baby's going to sleep all day. We can hang out with friends. And it's like, well, that's not reality. I mean, didn't they say Adelie's sleep schedule is she literally sleeps all day and then is up all night? So.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that they need to be working on correcting on their end.
Yeah.
And, but it's also, I think they just thought that Michelle and Charlie or her mom, Liliana, was going to babysit more or just help out more when the baby's here. But you know, when Mirica calls her mom and says, when are you going to come see the baby? And Liliana's being Liliana and is saying, well, I have to work. You know, she's like, well, it is what it is, baby girl. Like, I have to work and it's not my baby. All that, you know, shit that she loves to say. But I was thinking, well, Mirica, what, like, she doesn't have to come see the baby. You said the baby is 5 days old and she saw her already. I don't know, especially in a pandemic, especially if you're working. I think she just wants someone to come and help her take a break, which if you are her mom, if I was her mom, I would totally make sure I was doing that. But so I see both sides here. Mainly I see Erica's side, but I do think that she was just expecting someone to come and help her more because she just had this baby and now she's basically a single mom, even though I know he's there, but he's not there all day.
Yeah. I mean, to Liliana's point where she's like, there's a lot of people that don't have jobs. Like, I think that was part of this pandemic. Like a lot of people are jobless. Yes. So like, I still get to work, so I'm really lucky. But maybe if Mirica expressed more like, I need help, instead of acting like she's got it all together, maybe she could. Maybe Liliana would change her tune. I don't know. Probably not.
I was thinking that too. But then in the confessional, She said that, you know, she knows not to complain to me because she knows that I'm going to tell her, like, this is what you signed up for, and this is why, you know, like, to not basically don't bring your problems and your shit to me because I told you how I feel about it already. But
Yeah, but
yeah.
then she'll get all like lovey-dovey when she sees Adelie on FaceTime. So, but I'm kind of just sick of the wishy-washy with Liliana. Like I think we've said before, like pick a lane and stick to it at this point.
Yeah, isn't it also really odd how she was c talking about that they basically had a bargain with Charlie and Michelle, that she was they were going to cover medical expenses. They were going to get them a babysitter so that they can finish school and go to college. Like, what?
Yeah, we definitely need to hear Michelle and Charlie's side because it definitely was not clear as to what went on there.
Yeah, I'm sure that it was all like on our end, it seems like it was always clear that they would help as much as they could. And that they wouldn't, you know, throw them out on the streets. That's what I thought was clear. I'm sure that with their son, that they could do some type of insurance thing. They would try to do that, but I don't know about, because I mean, Mirka's not their kid. They can't, I mean, they would have to pay out of pocket for medical expenses. I don't think they could add
Yeah.
her to like their insurance and all of that, but I don't know.
Or they're going to be paying a shit ton of money to get her on their insurance plan.
Well, and did it come off to you that like Liliana knew at that moment that they were moving out? And I could tell from like Mirka too that. It's a they're already she knows that this their lives are going to change like I it's already happened
Yeah.
and
Well,
like Liliana's just saying that to like make them look bad.
it seemed like, yeah, because she didn't fully say it, but she kind of like planted the
Alluded.
seed. Yeah, where she like didn't fully. I mean, everyone who's watching the show already knows that, you know, the deal with Michelle and Charlie, but the way she said it, and then she's like, oh, and then she had to add like Ethan, so she didn't give away too much. Like, oh, well, what if Ethan's not going to be there forever? So it's like she just like added that
Yeah.
quickly, where she was like, oh, I need to like cover my tracks because
Yes.
this storyline isn't out yet.
Yeah.
But
And
I did like though that she kind of said Mirka needs to be independent, a little independent, working, self-sufficient, because I think that is very
yes.
important.
Just like what Heather was saying to Jenna. Yes, both are very important. Because you just never know. Like, you're really young, you just never know. But I understand needing to take some time after you just had your baby and waiting a little bit. Like, I think that that's
100%.
also important. But as soon as you feel like you have a plan on who can stay home with the baby or where you could take the baby, then you should look at getting part-time work at least.
Yeah, I agree.
But Mirka does talk about how she is seeing less of Charlie and it doesn't look good. So next episode, they'll finally sit them down to talk to them about it. I'm assuming next episode because they've been talking about this now for 2 episodes. So, because
Yes.
they love to space shit out here. This is unbelievable. But
Well, even
they're
the
almost
fact
there.
that Adelie's only 5 days old at this point. I'm like, we spent 4 episodes with them in the hospital. Like, so this is not, but a lot of time has passed at all.
No.
So.
No. I know. It's too much. But that was all I had for America and Ethan. We didn't get anything with Tyra, which let's talk about that a little bit because there's some stuff going on outside of what's going on in the show, and that will not be on the tell-all because the tell-all was filmed months ago. But Tyra and Alex are officially broken up. Alex has been with a new girl, Hannah K. Cole, on Instagram. Hannah, HANNA, who room there's rumors that she's pregnant and doesn't know if it's Alex's or her ex-boyfriend's. There's rumors about her having some chats with people on Instagram and their DMs saying that she hopes that it's Alex's because they would have a cute baby and that it would be cuter than, I
Layla.
can't, Layla, thank you. I almost said Lily. It wasn't Lily. Wrong person. Cuter than Layla, which is so fucked up, but I honestly don't know if it's true or not. But Tyra is kind, she's put it out there that, she's over it. She's not upset about, she's just trying to co-parent and trying to be mature about the whole thing. There was also some things out that Hannah uses the N-word, but Hannah came out and said, "Well, I'm half black, so that's interesting that you all are trying to make it look like I'm a bigot or whatever." So, lots of things going on. A lot of people are team Tyra with this because they don't like if she did say that about Layla. And a lot, most people though are just anti-Alex right now, which I can see all sides. So I'm not even choosing which one
Yeah, I
I don't
did
know all
see.
what's actually, what's real or
Yeah.
not. So I'm not going to speak
I
on
did
that.
see though that Tyra was like, "All right, we are over. You don't need to ruin his relationship. Like,
Oh, I
I've
love
moved
that.
past it." Like, it was a very mature move.
Yes.
She's not going out of her way to shit talk Alex and this new girl, so she gets a lot of points
Yes.
for that.
Because she could
And if Alex is
easily,
with a new
and we wouldn't be mad about it.
And if Alex is with a new girl, fine. If they're broken, if him and Tyra are broken up, he is more than okay. But we have seen, if it's true, some of the really shitty things that his girlfriend has said. Hopefully it's not true because there were some pretty awful things that she said about Layla. So we'll see if he, I'm sure he won't address it, but I'm sure post once the tell-all comes out, a lot more things people can actually talk about that's been under wraps.
Well, and I don't even think that this is something that they wouldn't be able to talk about right now because I don't think that this is going to be a part of the tell-all at all. But I don't know. It's the one thing that I saw though that was bad was just the stuff about Layla, which is so awful if that was said. And if And I don't know how they would be able to prove if it was. They have screenshots at like a DM, and it's like, people smooth things around a lot, unfortunately, when it comes to especially TLC people, and unexpected people. But I feel
And we'll
like
see if
Alex is a good dad, and I think that he would really not want to be with someone that said some things like that, but who knows?
And we'll see even if she is really pregnant. We've had other
Yeah.
past ones where they said that they're pregnant and then there's literally no proof or. So we don't know if any of this is true or not. So.
Yeah, just want to put it out what is on the unexpected streets And that is
Yes.
what's currently. But we do see it in the
Hot. Yeah.
preview that Tyra and Alex talking about him talking to other girls. So I'm over it. We know that they're not together anymore. So just like
Yeah.
let's get to the tell-all. So maybe one
Yeah,
more
let's wrap this
episode
up,
than the tell-all.
Chelsea.
But they would have told us
Honestly,
the season finale, wouldn't they? Like,
yeah.
finish
I
this.
just don't get me wrong, I love this show, but it's like, all right, we are dragging this shit out now.
Like the momentum stopped when you had us off for a month, and now you're just really dragging it. If we didn't take a month break, it will probably wouldn't be as bad as it is now, because at least we didn't have that big break. We
Yeah.
lost the momentum. But whatever. We'll see
Yeah.
how many episodes. I'm gonna say two more and then the tell all, but who knows. Who was your
Yeah.
favorite of the episode?
I went with Lily
Oh.
because I think one, what she's doing, the natural childbirth, absolutely crazy. But
Yes.
we do
Yes.
know that she did have issues with the epidural last time. So that is the reason why she is not getting it. She said it like one of her first episodes that she was on. So major props to her. That's a lot of pain she's going through. And I just like love the way she was with Aaliyah in the midst of being in a shit ton of pain, still put on a good face for her. So.
Yeah, I had Lily as well for all the same reasons. And I also had Luca's doctor, but really just Lily. Who is your least favorite?
I went with Liliana as my least
Same. Oh
favorite.
my goodness. We had
Yeah.
literally the same. Yeah. Which, I mean, I just don't like the whiplash. Like, make up your mind, like we say every week. I don't like how she's so non. You do not need to financially support Mirica, but you should still be a mom and support her emotionally. You don't have to physically go there, but at least making her, like calming her down or telling her, you're doing a great job. I'm proud of you. You
Need
know, I
emotional
know this is
support.
hard, but keep doing what you're doing, and I love you, like just something. But she's just far from supportive, so
Definitely.
she gets the least for me.
Yeah, it's kind of the same reasons I had, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else do we have coming up?
So we will be rehashing the latest episode of Florabama Shore and Summer House, whenever I can fucking find it to
You still
watch.
can't? Oh no.
No,
I'll
it's
have
like,
to.
I've like looked even like on Reddit, like other people are having the same problem. They're like, all of a sudden, it's nowhere. Can't even purchase it on Amazon. Nothing. So I'm working on it.
I'll help you watch it when we get off here. I have a way that you can
Okay.
watch it, so we'll do that.
Okay.
But yeah,
Sounds
so we have
good.
Summer House.
And then, yeah, in Florabama Shore, and then we'll rehash Monday's episode of the show Unexpected. And then the 12th, we have Siesta Key coming back. So
Yes.
that'll be
Which will
fun.
be fun. Yeah, it'll be really
Yeah,
fun.
one of my friends, she's a big Bravo fan, and she was like, should I start Siesta Key? I was like, well, I'm biased, but I'm gonna say yes. So she's like, is it real or is it scripted? I was like, well, some of the like storylines, like, oh, these two were high school sweethearts when they only dated for a couple months. Like some of that stuff they exaggerate. I was like, but it's real. So she's like, huh, maybe. Well, the next day she watched 12 episodes already. So
Oh, yes.
yeah. I was like, it's
We'll
just a
definitely do
very,
that.
yeah, I was like, it's just a very different type of reality. It's just a very, very pretty people. The camera is very like aesthetically pleasing. So it's a good show though.
It's very much like Laguna Beach in the hills. Like if it was filmed now, well, kind of like how The Hills New Adventure. What is it called? New Beginnings. New Beginnings is it's very filmed like that, where the scenes are a little set up where you need to, okay, I need you to call so and so, or I need you to go and hang out with so and so and talk about this. But then whatever happens is all them. So
Yeah, it's not like they're
they do
reading a
exaggerate things.
script. Yeah, well, it's not like they're reading a script. They'll set the scene, you know,
For
where it's
sure.
not like, yeah,
But these
but it's
people
good.
all have known each other for a while, so that's nice. Where it's not like they're just picking up people randomly. Like they actually knew each other, and they're all rich, you know? Like they all have they threw like these
Stupid money.
huge parties and stuff. They were big drinkers and partiers in high school, which I can't relate to, but it's they have a lot of history, so it makes it a little bit more realistic when we're watching it, knowing that, okay, so yeah, some of them really do have deep roots and know each other, so it makes it a little bit better. Unlike like, except for Kelsey, who came from, who was probably picked up for the show because she was a model.
Yeah.
Don't
But
even
even
know who she knew. I don't even know,
she was
but
dating Garrett, remember?
oh, that's how, yeah. Garrett knew. That's how she started.
But they do talk about how like she, well, the first season, she's the new girl in town, so.
Yeah, but she was Garrett's girlfriend. Yeah, but they almost make you feel like Garrett is the plus one in the beginning, as opposed to Kelsey being the plus one. It's like Kelsey's one of
Yeah.
the lead characters and Garrett's a side person, but now he's more of a main. But whatever, definitely
Yeah.
watch it if you have not watched it. So we'll be rehashing that. And where can people refine or refine us? Where can people find us at?
Right, you can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.